Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Show with John Dennis Govair and Happy Hara on HealthyLife.net, positive talk radio, where we explore crystal energy, astrology, earth mysteries, ancient cultures, and spirituality. I am your co-host, Happy, and I'm here with our other co-host, John Dennis. Today, we are talking about energetic protective practices, which is a timely topic because of the intense energies in the world right now and this year. There are also seasonal times when we need to increase protective practices. For example, we were recently in what the Tibetans refer to as Mamos season, when we need to increase energetic protection practices. John Dennis, you practice Tibetan protective rituals.
Yes, I do. And, you know, they have a wide range. I mean, there's like outer rituals and inner rituals. And over time, what you're supposed to do is, like, be more aware and internalize the ritual more. But there is a sense also of we're not occupying this planet by ourselves. There's other beings here, and we need to extend our awareness. And part of it is just being aware of, you know, your actions in other dimensions, so to speak, the echoes of them. So those rituals are meant to help harmonize our relations in the larger universe.
When during certain time periods, it seems as though the energies can be very challenged in balancing them. And also, I think astrologically, there can be conflictive problems astrologically. For example, there's been a lot of planets lined up very tightly in Pisces and Aries, which can create conflict. So there's a term called the thin veil, which is an ancient Celtic belief about certain time periods or places where the dimensional boundaries are weak and interaction between this physical plane of existence and other dimensions can occur. So during eclipse season, which happens twice a year, the veil is considered thin, and the portals between life and death open. And the veil can also be thin during solstices and equinoxes. Also, in high-energy vortex spots, the veil is also thin. So protective practices are important for anyone working in energy healing or psychic work, and practices surrounding boundaries and protection are important when we are in sensitive areas and times when the boundaries between the seen and unseen worlds are thin. Protection is important because positive and negative beings can be engaged. To help us further understand protective practices using crystal energy, we have with us today Nicholas Pearson, who recently published a new book called Crystals for Psychic Self-Defense. Nicholas has been immersed in all aspects of the mineral kingdom for more than 30 years. He is the award-winning author of several books, including Crystal Basics, Crystals for Karmic Healing, and many more. He offers classes online and in person around the globe. He currently lives in Orlando, Florida. Nicholas, welcome to the Crystal Quest Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I've been looking forward to our conversation today.
Yes. So Nicholas, tell us a little bit about your new book.
Yeah, so I started this book way back in 2019. I just finished all the editorial work on Crystal Basics, my most popular book so far, and I wanted to kind of go in a little bit of a different direction with crystals. And as I was kind of going through the different aspects or the facets of stones that might be beneficial and timely, I was reflecting on what people ask for most recently, newcomers to the spiritual world, like one of the first things that kind of opens the door for them is that need for safety, that need for protection or better boundaries, whether it is socially, emotionally, or energetically. And that's kind of where this was born. But also, when Crystal Basics came out in 2020, the world got a little weird. And that need for protection, that need for spiritual hygiene seemed to increase 1,000-fold everywhere you went. And so I really sat with a lot of the practices in this book. It is the book that has taken me the longest to write. I stopped and started so many times that I wrote two other books in the middle of it. But in the process, I wanted to make sure that I met a really wide variety of needs for different people, from better cleansing and grounding to personal protection and shielding to warding your spaces. It's got stuff in there for when you feel like you might be encountering psychic attack or magical harm or even spirits. And the idea, hopefully, is that the majority of readers don't need all of those practices. You know, we start with the more preventive ones, and that takes care of most things. But just in case, there's some heavier hitting stuff later on in the book as well.
Yes. Before we went on air, we were talking a little bit how Mercury retrograde right now. And Mercury retrograde actually happens, you know, a few times a year. And Mercury retrograde refers to, you know, when from Earth's perspective, it appears as though Mercury is slowing down. And since Mercury rules, you know, communication and, you know, travel and systems and, you know, and even deals with, like, computers or interaction and thinking, you know, can really affect our very complex world with electronics and communication. And so you were mentioning how you prepare for Mercury retrograde, you know, by doing some preventative practices.
I do. You know, it's kind of evolved over the years. There is like an anti-calamity incense that my dear friend and fellow author Devin Hunter has in his first book, The Witch's Book of Power, and you basically customize this incense recipe based on where your natal Mercury is. So you adjust it for the kind of energetic qualities that you need, and if you start burning that ahead of the retrograde period, it smooths things over. I also take a little extra time for, we'll say, energetic maintenance in the home. I refresh grids. I cleanse the space. I come back to my own basics of grounding, centering, shielding, and I adjust the kinds of crystals that I use depending on what that particular Mercury transit might look like. So, I work with a lot of, we'll say, mercurial stones, things like, you know, agate and tourmaline are really great examples of gems that are ruled by Mercury. But I'll also supplement that with the other kinds of energies that might represent some blind spots that we've got depending on the particular energies of this specific retrograde.
So in my energetic, like healing practice, I have a lot of people come to me, you know, like they have like certain problems that they're dealing with. And of course one is, you know, probably maybe like dealing with, you know, toxic places of work, you know, like either dealing with toxic coworkers or like toxic offices or like, you know, a lot of people dread going to work. I mean, what would you, you know, how would you counsel people dealing with some of those kinds of situations?
This is also one of those requests that I get so many times and have over the years. And, you know, first and foremost, I remind people that we can only be responsible for the energy we bring to work, the energy that we show up with. And so it's all about managing the integrity of our field so it is less likely to be disrupted by those external forces from our coworkers or our clients or just the situation at large. So regular grounding. Whether we use a crystal or not, just having that energetic support by plugging into the earth allows us to discharge the energies that don't belong to us, that don't serve us, that we don't need to carry with us. It also means that we can draw nourishment, strength, support. We can replenish our vitality when it gets drained. And then coupling that with maybe some protective crystals that don't necessarily seal things off. There's a time and a place for that, but, you know, at work, we generally have to connect with others. We have to interface with greater systems than just us by ourselves. So I really like crystals that kind of offer us, we'll say, a selectively permeable membrane energetically. Labradorite is one that I recommend quite frequently. It is great for filtering out disharmony while still letting your own brilliance shine forth. I've got a really great shielding exercise in the book that works with that, as well as a labradorite layout. And those are both, like, really simple practices you can do for daily protection. You could wear some, like, maybe more grounding or stabilizing stones as you needed to, things like black tourmaline or hematite. I'm especially fond of bronzite as well if we've got people that we suspect may be actively working against us, you know, whether there's gossip at work or just, you know, it's kind of a cutthroat sales environment, or, you know, people all vying for the same position that they'll do anything to get it. Bronzite really helps us keep an even keel. It reflects away things that could potentially be harmful or disruptive energetically, and it also cultivates a sense of both grace and tact within us, so we can navigate that as conscientiously as possible. And those kinds of things are, you know, good places to get started. But ultimately, what I really encourage people to do is build a practice that works for their lifestyle. If you have a desk, you can have crystals on your desk. If you don't have a desk, obviously you got to think about what you can carry on your person, or maybe what kind of, we'll say, energy exercises, meditations, and the like that you can do preventively ahead of time, before leaving the house, so that way you can carry that with you throughout the day.
Nicholas, one of the interesting things I think that's in your book is, and one of the strengths of it, is that you talk about actually kind of investigating what the cause of your discomfort is. You know, you have a lot of abilities to, like, discuss whether or not there is a... what is it, what's the source of the psychic attack? You listed at the very beginning, like, sources of psychic difficulty, but you do in the book go through an evaluation process. Could you describe that briefly?
Absolutely. So, you know, lots of times when people think about psychic harm, psychic attack, malicious energies, we're always concerned with, you know, the very pointed kind. There's a particular person who's out to get us, who wants to cause us harm, who's sending us bad juju, and that is sometimes the case, but more often, it's the passive stuff that we encounter. It is our own thoughts and emotions. It's maybe the energy of place or, you know, larger systems that we're all subject to. So when we're encountering some of the symptoms of psychic harm, we really want to take a step back and say, okay, what is the most likely cause? And we can do that, we'll say, through some pattern recognition. You know, take a look at your life, evaluate what's happening. I can't tell you the number of times I've had, we'll say, new practitioners come to me saying they think they've been cursed. And you always want to treat them with deference. You always want to make them feel seen and heard. But when it comes straight down to it, if you ask them to name why they believe that, there often isn't, like, a real clear cause. And usually they can't think of a single person who might be capable of doing this to them. So what we want to do is start thinking really kind of logically. When we come from that place of fear, when we come from that place of suspicion and paranoia, we tend to find things that may not be there. And a really great tool that we can use for this is just simple yes or no divination. You know, once we rule out all of the mundane stuff, you know, then we can turn to the more mystical arts. And you could use a pendulum, you could do like casting of lots or clairomancy with just a collection of white and black stones. Any other divination tool that you've got can be super helpful. But it is imperative that we realize the output of that process is only as good as the input. We have to ask meaningful, intelligent questions. For example, if we just say, have I been cursed? That's not a very useful question. Because if someone, you know, got mad at what you did in traffic and yelled an expletive out of the window, that's a curse. You've been cursed. That's not useful and relevant. So we have to hone in on the symptoms we're experiencing and the larger patterns at play. For example, is such and such experience a symptom of psychic harm? Am I currently subject to a particular person's malevolent energy? and get as specific as we can. And ultimately, if we're using very simple yes or no divination, which doesn't, you know, leave too much wiggle room, then just trust what comes through. And if the answer is no, you're not under psychic attack, you're not being cursed, you're not being drained by intentional psychic vampirism, then ultimately the fundamentals of spiritual hygiene, like grounding and centering, really good cleansing, as well as some preventive care, like learning to shield and also refresh the energy of your space, that's going to take care of the majority of those experiences we have.
So Nicholas, another really big topic that I'm always talking about also in my crystal practice is geopathic stress electromagnetic pollution, which I think is a huge topic. And you address that in your book.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I covered as many bases as possible for sources of potential psychic or energetic harm. And this was one that, you know, I think a lot of us, we kind of grow complacent about the energies in our space. Once we kind of eliminate the human factors, we go, oh, well, this is just the way things are. But that doesn't have to be the case. There are some folks who are sensitive to the energies of their devices. There are some folks who are just sensitive to normal Earth energies, the kind of telluric lines of force that crisscross the Earth in many places. And then on top of that, human activities can disrupt those kinds of energies. And it's not necessarily intentional. It's not like people are out to cause harm. And it's also not like the Earth is out to get us. I often liken it to the experience of when we're walking through the garden and we accidentally step into an ant's nest. It's not because we want to harm those tiny little organisms. It's just that as a big, large being, comparatively, we're not always paying attention to the minute details. We're just living our life. And the entire organism that is the Earth isn't stopping to consider our feelings for everything that it does, for every pulse of energy, every you know, crisscrossing vortex that appears. So if we wander into those places, we can sometimes get, you know, a little disrupted. And having some crystals that can help us remediate that, whether it's the kind of normal flow of energy or the disrupted ones from, you know, building and damaging sites, crystals are such a great tool for that because they are themselves part of the Earth. They resonate with both the cause and the cure, and it makes it such an easy interface for those kinds of situations.
So are there certain crystals that you would like, what are your top crystals for dealing with, like, say, electromagnetic pollution from, like, cell phone devices and, like, computers?
I mean, definitely shungite is the most popular for this in the world today. There's a wonderful book by Regina Martino, a French lithotherapist, that kind of compares the effects of shungite against many other stones, and it is apparent that it outperforms a lot of them. I also find for myself that fluorite is really useful because fluorite helps me kind of organize my own energy field. The more organized it is, the less permeable it will be to outside influences. So that's a great one. I also think that if it's not just our devices but also Earth energies, aragonite, particularly the ones that we find in those little Sputniks or Starburst kind of clusters, they can be really useful for both centering us and, we'll say, stabilizing those lines of force, those energies in our environment.
Yeah, like protecting like one's house. You know, like I have my house gridded with crystals. And are there certain kinds of like house grids that you would recommend?
Yeah, and I always treat this kind of like finding recipes in your favorite cookbook. We're going to start with the basic recipe, but you can make substitutions and changes and whatever you need depending on your particular situation. I think a really nice kind of basic grid that confers both protection and kind of clears and aligns the energy of your home is really simple. And you get some black tourmaline for the four corners and some selenite for the walls. Maybe you'll put them in the windowsill or over a door frame so that way, you know, they kind of look like they're a little bit more decorative or intentional and they're out of the way. And that's a really great one. You can also think about gridding specific rooms with crystals that enhance the goal of that room. You know, our bedroom has a different function than our home office, and so on and so forth. So we can bring more soothing, grounding, restful crystals into that space, whereas, you know, my office is gridded with things that help me stay on task and stay productive while also not being, we'll say, distracted by external energies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, so now, Nicholas, you have classes in crystal energy, right?
I do. I keep a pretty busy teaching schedule. I'm largely online, but also in lots of places around the world. I have some here in Florida, and I just got back from a trip to Massachusetts. But I teach everything from, like, the basics of working with crystals to lately lots of classes on energetic protection and hygiene. And for anyone who wants to, you know, find out more about my teaching schedule, I've got all that on the website, theluminouspearl.com, so it's easy to find.
Okay, that's great. Well, we are going to take a break, but we will be right back with our guest, Nicholas Pearson, author of the new book, Crystals for Psychic Self-Defense. You are listening to the Crystal Quest Show on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio.
You've never read a crystal book like this one. Chintamani Crystal Matrix is Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert's new book, and it is filled with so much information that'll rock your crystal world. Discover how to intentionally use gemstones. Find out all about your own wish-fulfilling gem that can bring you your deepest desire directly into this world. But that's just the start. Get your copy of Chintamani Crystal Matrix at innertraditions.com or at amazon.com, or order it from fine bookstores everywhere. ChintamaniCrystalMatrix.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Okay, I know that you have heard about astrology, but what about using crystals and astrology together? Well, that exists. It's astrogemology, and you're in luck because Happy Hara does just that. Happy presents you with crystals, stones, and gems that align with your unique zones and planets in your natal astrology chart. But it's even better than that. She teaches you how to use them to empower your life. Set up your appointment today. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com, go to the services page, and just email happy. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
John Dennis Govert, yogi, guru, and ordained Tibetan Lama, has been doing traditional astrology readings for over 40 years. He can help you manifest your own happiness and navigate the timing of the best periods for pursuing the opportunities available to you throughout the year. You can make informed choices. Get the support you need with your own astrology reading from John Dennis. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com. Go to the services page. Email John Dennis directly to schedule your appointment. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
ChintamaniMatrix.com is your source for all the up-to-date things happening with crystals, crystal intention coaching, free guided videos on meditation programming and clearing crystals, and even a monthly New Moon Crystal blog to help you clarify and manifest intentions in the right way and at the right time. So visit ChintamaniMatrix.com, and while you're there, sign up for the mailing list so you can receive monthly crystal intention updates. That's ChintamaniMatrix.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Crystal Quest Show here on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio. And today we're having a discussion with Nicholas Pearson, the author of Crystals for Psychic Self-Defense. One of the things I wanted to talk about that you listed, Nicholas, as one of the sources that actually a lot of people are very interested is, you could say, harm or awareness of your ancestors, your DNA stream, your DNA connection to your past. Could you discuss that a bit?
Yeah, you know, I see a lot of conversation around the topic of, like, generational curses and inherited patterns, not just in a biological sense, but in a very real spiritual, tangible sense that influences our everyday lives. In part, this is also something that, you know, we see in terms of the bigger systems, the, you know, kind of oppressive forces in the world. They've impacted not just the current generation, but generations going back until the conception of these practices. So, the idea that we might focus on a psychic shield or a protective amulet or something only for those, we'll say, more individuated sources of harm still leaves some blind spots in terms of those ancestral curses, those deeper things. And it's not always something you can shield against, but what we can do is learn to partner with crystals that help us work through the baggage, that help us find the, we'll say, the loose threads that we can pull on that unravel the bigger picture, so there's no longer those inherited patterns looming over us.
Well, a lot of your book has a nice continuum between this is things that you can do right away, right now if you're feeling something, and then this is what you need to do to prepare yourself. So if you could talk a little bit about what you were describing as, you know, psychic hygiene in the sense, you know, keeping your aura clean or clear, keeping your mind clear.
Absolutely. You know, this is such a foundational practice. I think sometimes we learn it and then we move on and we don't revisit it often enough, but it comes right down to three basic parts. We've got grounding, we've got centering, we've got cleansing. And grounding is completing a circuit between the human energy field and that of the earth. If we think about, like, our big appliances here in the States, at least, you know, your refrigerator has that extra prong when you plug it into the outlet, and that's the grounding prong. It's to prevent it from being short-circuited if we've got a sudden power surge. It's a safe way to discharge things that don't belong there, extra energies that shouldn't be flowing through it. And we have to do the same for ourselves. We're going to encounter patterns and energies and situations that are going to fry our circuit board otherwise. So connecting to the earth in that way gives us a safe outlet and also allows us to draw nourishment from the earth for greater resilience. Centering has a couple of effects depending on our frame of reference. It can help us reorient our energy in space, help us kind of find our place in the cosmos. The other thing that it can do is it can help us, we'll say, establish communication between the center and the periphery of our being. Make sure that our aura is not spread out too thin. Make sure that we're not only living in our head rather than our whole being, and so on and so forth. So, of course, there are meditations that we can do that engage these sorts of practices, and there are plenty of crystals that are there to support us. And then we end up with cleansing. So this is all about releasing the energies that just aren't in alignment with us. I really like to kind of step away from the dichotomy of good energy versus bad energy. Energy is energy. The same electricity that is powering my phone right now so we can have this conversation would be really harmful if I stuck my finger in an outlet. The energy itself is not morally, philosophically good or evil. It's the application being either helpful or harmful. So cleansing isn't necessarily about eliminating bad vibes. It's about only having the energy in alignment with our purpose, our intentions, our goals, our journeys. If we step out of that, we'll say, dichotomy, that need to label everything, we also can kind of step away from the tendency to get stuck in relationship to those forces in the first place. So we can cleanse with a shower, we can cleanse with smoke, we can cleanse with sound, we can also cleanse with the support of crystals. So I've got a handful of practices in the book that kind of address all three of these steps to good psychic hygiene from a variety of methods.
Well, do you have like a practice that, like a sort of a shorter cut practice that you do every day that contains the grounding, centering, and cleansing in sort of one meditation or one session?
I think you can stack them really easily. So I would imagine a lot of our listeners have done some version of a grounding meditation before. Maybe they're imagining roots of light growing from the sole of their feet to the base of the spine, maybe down to the center of the earth. You might imagine a line or a like conduit of light or even an anchor. I've seen so many permutations of that. And we can follow that up with a visualization that establishes this strong sense of center. And then, you know, once we do those things, you can use a simple, maybe a visualization of a shower of light. That's one of my favorite ones to use. And you can either use a broad spectrum kind of frequency of light. I like to use a kind of prismatic white light, a crystalline white light, because it's got the full spectrum, and that clears out my energy field. But if you had a particular situation or circumstance, you could instead pick a color that matches it, maybe violet or silver or a rusty brown. There are a lot of different colors I list in the book for that exercise that cleanse and clear in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And then you definitely are a proponent of, like, being prepared, generally speaking, as opposed to, like, responding to another incident that throws you off center.
Yeah, I mean, I think the majority of the circumstances we as humans might want to psychically self-defend from can be addressed, can be avoided through simple prevention. So get grounded, get centered, clear your energy fields, and then wear a protective crystal or project a psychic shield or build a grid around the space you're going to be in, and then you can just go about life without having to worry about it. I think it's really just good, logical advice to be prepared. We wear seatbelts in the car. We lock our door when we go to bed at night. We have all of these preventive measures in our mundane life. Why not also have them in our spiritual
life? Yes, exactly. That makes an incredible amount of sense. Nicholas, I'd like you to just sort of like a little bit more slowly repeat your where people can get a hold of you again, your website, and how they can contact you.
Yeah, absolutely. So my website is theluminouspearl.com, and you'll find everything from my biography to all of my books, more coming soon, and my calendar, and even a contact page so you can track me down and ask questions.
Excellent, because I think your book is a really good book, and I think anyone that wants to, when they read it, I think they're going to want to have more connection. So for the moment, we are going to close this section down, and then we will be back with the Crystal Quest Show and our guest, Nicholas Pearson, on the other side. Thank you.
Okay, I know that you have heard about astrology, but what about using crystals and astrology together? Well, that exists. It's astrogemology, and you're in luck because Happy Hara does just that. Happy presents you with crystals, stones, and gems that align with your unique zones and planets in your natal astrology chart. But it's even better than that. She teaches you how to use them to empower your life. Set up your appointment today. Visit chintamanimatrix.com, go to the services page, and just email happy. That's at chintamanimatrix.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
John Dennis Govair, yogi, guru, and ordained Tibetan Lama, has been doing traditional astrology readings for over 40 years. He can help you manifest your own happiness and navigate the timing of the best periods for pursuing the opportunities available to you throughout the year. You can make informed choices. Get the support you need with your own astrology reading from John Dennis. Visit chintamanimatrix.com. Go to the services page. Email John Dennis directly to schedule your appointment. That's at chintamanimatrix.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
GentamaniMatrix.com is your source for all the up-to-date things happening with crystals, crystal intention coaching, free guided videos on meditation programming and clearing crystals, and even a monthly new moon crystal blog to help you clarify and manifest intentions in the right way and at the right time. So visit GentamaniMatrix.com, and while you're there, sign up for the mailing list so you can receive monthly crystal intention updates. That's GentamaniMatrix.com. Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com. You've never read a crystal book like this one. Chintamani Crystal Matrix is Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert's new book, and it is filled with so much information it'll rock your crystal world. Discover how to intentionally use gemstones. Find out all about your own wish-fulfilling gem that can bring you your deepest desire directly into this world. But that's just the start. Get your copy of Chintamani Crystal Matrix at innertraditions.com or at amazon.com, or order it from fine bookstores everywhere. ChintamaniCrystalMatrix.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Crystal Quest Show on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio. And we are having a discussion today with our guest, Nicholas Pearson, specifically about his book, Crystals for Psychic Self-Defense, which has just come out in January. And it's a wonderful book. It's beautifully illustrated. It's got so much data and information that it is extremely worthwhile for everybody to invest in as a just as an encyclopedia for the future. So what I'd like to do next is have Nicholas lead us in a visualization, but not for those of you who are driving at the moment. You can tune in later on because all of these interviews are archived on HealthyLife.net Positive Talk Radio website, so you can access it at that point. And then in the meantime, for those of you who are at home in a comfortable place, then you could kind of tune into this and participate more fully. So, Nicholas, could you describe your creating of a psychic shield that you have in your book, and starting on really page 75, and there's a number of iterations from that.
Yeah, so this is one of those, like, core practices in my everyday life. I'm not sure how many thousands of times I've done some permutation of this, but, you know, I learned early versions of this as a teenager, kind of exploring the healy-feely scene and into the occultist sphere. And some years ago, I was working on some training with a friend and mentor of mine, Christopher Penzack, and we had a whole module on psychic protection. And we learned a variety of shields, and they started planting seeds for me to go, oh, you know what? The effects of this shield remind me of that crystal, or you know what other kind of imagery that's crystal-related would be great for protection. And I started experimenting and collating a bunch. But the one I'd like to introduce us to is one of those original methods that my teacher Christopher showed us, and it uses the visualization of a kind of crystal prism. You could imagine it as, you know, maybe a kind of sphere or ovoid shape that is faceted. You could also think of it as, you know, maybe an actual quartz crystal around you with its natural hexagonal structure, but something that has lots of planes and faces to reflect these energies. And we use these psychic shields to bolster the natural defenses of our aura. Our energy body, just like our physical body, has a kind of immune system to it. It has an outer barrier that's meant to keep stuff out that doesn't serve us. And the goal is when we use these shields, it fortifies that, it strengthens it, and it adds another layer of psychic self-defense. So for anyone who wants to give this a try and is in a safe place to do so, I'm going to invite you to just close your eyes and begin by taking a couple of nice deep breaths. if you can cultivate some stillness inside you, you might visualize some waves of relaxation flowing from head to toe, from inside out, just releasing all the energies that don't serve you in this moment. And let's set our intention on conjuring a psychic shield, a crystal prism, to enfold us. Feel yourself connecting to the earth. And through that connection to the earth, let's ask for the blessing of clear quartz, of the consciousness of quartz crystal, to guide us in forming this crystal shield all around us. As you breathe in, imagine breathing up through the earth, drawing forth the light, consciousness, the life force that quartz crystal offers us. Let it fill your aura from the inside out. As you breathe, imagine that crystalline light begins to collect around the perimeter of your energy field. Taking form, resembling a faceted sphere or globe around you. So many faces and angles that reflect and refract the light. Incoming energy, if it's helpful, will come in unimpeded. Disruptive forces will bounce off. As you see this faceted layer of crystal all around you, let's charge it with the intention to protect us. So either silently or loud, follow me with this affirmation. I charge this crystalline shield to protect me from all harm and reflect love back on the source of the harm. I charge this crystalline shield to protect me from all harm and to reflect love back on the source of the harm. I charge this crystalline shield to protect me from all harm and reflect love back on the source of the harm. Knowing that this shield is in place, that it is protecting, strengthening, brightening your aura, we can take a nice deep breath, filling ourselves with the gratitude that the spirit of quartz crystal offers us for this protective technique. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes.
Well, one question I have is that is a very powerful and simple way to do that. Is there a way that you can that you have used yourself in your experimentations that have refreshed that feeling throughout the day? You know, from creating that session.
Absolutely. So a really simple shortcut that we can do is pick a crystal that we've designated our shield crystal. So if you're doing this, you know, crystal prism, get a piece of clear quartz, either natural with all of its normal faces intact, or one that's been polished to have a lot of faces. You could have a piece of jewelry. You could have faceted beads around your wrist. You can have a faceted stone in your pocket. Whatever works for you, and hold that, draw forth its energy, charge it with the practice as you do it each day before leaving the house. And then as you either carry it or wear it with you throughout the day, whenever you have a moment, just spend a moment. Close your eyes. Hold that stone. Imagine, visualize, reinforce that shield as it already stands, as it already exists, and thank the crystal for supporting it. When the moment arrives and you really need it, you can just see that stone around your wrist or find it in your pocket. And just ask it for its help, and because you've already created that relationship, it'll take over and help you out when you need it.
Thank you very much. That is a very, very practical and very useful type of way to actually proceed through the day, beginning with the shield and then refreshing it. Thank you so much, Nicholas. And I want to thank you so much for sharing your book and your work and your experimentation to, you know, to find these different things. So we look forward to your next book and having future discussions with you on this forum.
Thank you so much. Thank you to both of you for having me.
Yeah, it's our pleasure, definitely. So I want to let everyone know that you are listening to the Crystal Quest Show and HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio. We'll be right back with the Crystal of the Month.
John Dennis Govert, yogi, guru, and ordained Tibetan Lama, has been doing traditional astrology readings for over 40 years. He can help you manifest your own happiness and navigate the timing of the best periods for pursuing the opportunities available to you throughout the year. You can make informed choices. Get the support you need with your own astrology reading from John Dennis. Visit chintamanimatrix.com. Go to the services page. Email John Dennis directly to schedule your appointment. That's at chintamanimatrix.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
ChintamaniMatrix.com is your source for all the up-to-date things happening with crystals, crystal intention coaching, free guided videos on meditation programming and clearing crystals, and even a monthly new moon crystal blog to help you clarify and manifest intentions in the right way and at the right time. So visit ChintamaniMatrix.com, and while you're there, sign up for the mailing list so you can receive monthly crystal intention updates. That's chintamanimatrix.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
You've never read a crystal book like this one. Chintamani Crystal Matrix is Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert's new book, and it is filled with so much information that'll rock your crystal world. Discover how to intentionally use gemstones. Find out all about your own wish-fulfilling gem that can bring you your deepest desire directly into this world. But that's just the start. Get your copy of Chintamani Crystal Matrix at innertraditions.com or at amazon.com, or order it from fine bookstores everywhere. ChintamaniCrystalMatrix.com.
Uplifting Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Okay, I know that you have heard about astrology, but what about using crystals and astrology together? Well, that exists. It's astrogemology, and you're in luck because Happy Hara does just that. Happy presents you with crystals, stones, and gems that align with your unique zones and planets in your natal astrology chart. But it's even better than that. She teaches you how to use them to empower your life. Set up your appointment today. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com. Go to the services page and just email Happy. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Crystal Quest Show with Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert here on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio. And today we're discussing the Crystal of the Month, which is connected to the ninth degree of Aries. So if you have that degree prominent in your chart, then this is a really good crystal to connect to. So Aries is the very first zodiac sign. It's considered cardinal. It's energetic. It's fire. It's male. And like all the signs, it has like a positive and a negative side to it, or an easy or a difficult side to it. So on the bad side, it's the god of war. So there's like an aggressiveness that can come about it from Mars and Aries. Mars is the ruler. And there is certainly a very positive side to it, which is that it has a lot to do with adventure and exploring. And in Star Trek, the two main characters, Spock and Captain Kirk, in real life were both Aries. And it's funny that the, you know, their slogan was, to boldly go where no man has gone before, which is the Aries adventure, exploration, innovation, sort of thing. So, it has a lot to do also with developing skills, like really fine skills. So these are the very positive things. So the interesting thing is Nicholas was discussing in the previous section about psychic self-protection, and he was having us invoke a clear crystal quartz. And it turns out that the ninth degree of Aries stone is clear crystal quartz. So I'd like to have Happy do discuss this a little bit more and tell us more about the value and the meaning of crystal quartz.
Yes, thank you, John Dennis. Yeah, we just did a whole clear crystal quartz protection, which was kind of synchronistic that is the crystal that is aligned up with this current new moon, which is going to be an eclipse too. So to kind of get it started a little bit with Aries, you know, the traditional birthstone for Aries is the diamond, okay? And diamonds, you know, like clear diamonds, of course, are very brilliant and clear and can refract light and produce rainbows, just like quartz can. It's just that diamonds are much harder, and they're made out of carbon. Quartz is made out of silicon dioxide, and they have different crystalline forms. But both do refract light. And the crystal of this cycle is more, it's not just quartz, it's clear quartz. I usually tell people if they're starting a crystal collection, they're trying to get into crystal energy, that I tell them to get a clear crystal point. Kind of like the ones that Nicholas was talking about as well. I noticed in a lot of Nicholas's grids, he's having in the grid, or like say, like if you're putting yourself in a grid, holding two crystal points is in a lot of his grids. And when I work with putting people in grids, I do the same thing, is have people hold clear crystals in their hands. So if you were going to work with just one crystal, a clear quartz crystal point is what I would recommend. And I kind of think of clear quartz as a bit of an adaptogen. You know, when you're holding a quartz crystal for a while, and what I mean by a while is like you want it to start warming up in your hands and starting to pulsate a little bit. And then that's the way that you actually turn it on, is by putting some heat or friction on it, because quartz is piezoelectrical. So when you hold it for several minutes, it's like your bioelectrical field starts to turn it on, and then there is this like crystal resonance that starts happening between you and the crystal. Like it starts vibrating, it starts pulsating, and it warms up your hand. And I notice when I'm holding a quartz crystal point for a period of time, it almost feels like it's molding to my hand. And that's the state that you want the crystal to be in. It's kind of like in this turned on resonant state. And then you can place it over your heart, and because it's sending out a harmonic wavelength, what it's doing to your heart is causing your heart to start rhythmically pulsating. So if we're under a lot of stress, and this could be just a stress of just our ordinary life, you know, or stress from work, or stress from, you know, electromagnetic smog, or whatever is stress causing stress in our life, you know, that causes, you know, stress on the heart. And so you want the crystal to help you to go back into a more harmonic and rhythmic state. This is why sometimes people will actually take quartz crystal points and actually wear them over their heart, especially if they have like heart rhythm problems. So doing that as a meditation of taking this like quartz crystal and turning it on through holding it for a while and then placing it over your heart can actually help alleviate stress, calm the mind, and even help you go into a meditative state deeper and faster. This is why I love quartz crystals so much, and really in just about any crystal grid, I always incorporate quartz crystal at some level. So I sort of built a medicine wheel in my backyard. I placed a very large quartz crystal in the middle just to give the whole grid, like, say, more of a resonant energy. And even in stone circles, like say Stonehenge and other stone circles around the world, one of the reasons why they are very energetic is it has to do with the quartz that's in those rocks. You know, like granite has a high percentage of quartz. Sandstone has a high percentage of quartz. So a lot of like vortex spots, or stone circles, one of the reasons that they are very energetic has to do with the quartz concentration of those spots. Now, there are particular quartz crystals that, where you can use quartz to kind of direct the field of energy, which is why I like quartz crystal points, because they have a point at the top, and so you can use the point to, like, point energy in a focused direction outside of yourself, towards yourself. You can point it up or down. And when you point a quartz crystal point down, it's like you're kind of grounding the energy. When you're pointing it up, you're uplifting the energy. So there's a lot of sort of technical things you can do with the point. I'm very fond of, like, diamond quartz, or like Herkimer diamonds, which are quartz crystals that seem to be kind of shaped like a diamond and can be very clear. So any of these crystals, Herkimer diamonds and clear quartz are very useful and very adaptogenic. And I want to mention that we have a quartz clearing meditation on YouTube that listeners can go and listen to at any point in time. We have a channel on YouTube. It's called @ Chintamani Matrix, and we have a few videos there, but there's one called a crystal clearing meditation. So you can get a quartz crystal point and then follow that guided meditation for clearing the quartz crystal.
Okay. And then I'd like to just also say that you can listen to, or actually go to our website, chintamanimatrix.com, and we have a blog every month that discusses the crystal in greater detail. So I would like to thank everyone for listening, tuning in today on the Crystal Quest Show on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio.